call to order our official action item of the Transportation Board. Our first order of business, we don't have anybody signed up for public comment, but is there anyone in the audience who would like to make a public comment to the board before we begin our action items? Okay, seeing none, we'll move right into our action item agenda. First up is Ms. Pryor. Minutes. I forgot the minutes.
So
first of all, is there a motion for approval of minutes? I'll start.
So moved.
Any discussion or amendments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Saying, thank you very much. Now, Ms. Pryor, so anxious to get to you.
Good morning, Mr. Secretary, members of the board. I have two items for you today. The first is our routine monthly transfers of surpluses to underway or completed projects. We recommend your approval.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any comments, discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you. My second item is the amendment of two projects to the six-year improvement program. Both of these projects are in Northern Virginia. One is a safety project that needs to be amended now so that we can use on-call consultant resources to complete the design and implement the projects this fall. The second project is the congestion mitigation transportation management plan related to the Transform 66 project. Both projects are fully funded, and I recommend your approval.
Motion.
Second.
Any discussion or comments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Ms. Pryor. All right, next up we have Ms. Snyder. Lori, good morning.
Good morning. I have one item for you all this morning. It is a limited access control change request. It would allow an 80-foot wide break along the west existing right-of-way limited access line of Route 23 in Wise County.
That be Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, so moved.
Second.
Any discussion or comments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Now we have Ms. Allen. There's Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I have before you a resolution for your consideration that deals with the Sandy River Pair. The prioritization process and methodology, as well as the funding distribution percentages, so that we can bring the projects to you in July. And those projects would contain the VDOT pavement projects, the VDOT bridge projects, the locality primary extensions, and we would wait to bring the bridge, the locality bridge projects to you at a later date. We do have one recommended amendment to the resolution. And that amendment would be that we're just taking into consideration the factors that are in the statute and not necessarily the other factors that VDOT has. Any questions?
You're okay with that, Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yeah, I just want to make sure, are we straight, this resolution is the correct resolution?
I think the one that was sent to Carol,
It's on the other iPad.
All right, so you're going to, let's make sure we get everybody to the right place so they're seeing the right resolution. And again, this resolution does provides for the, you're approving the distribution of the percentages and the methodology. Next month, as part of the update of the budget and the six-year plan, you will approve the list of projects, and again from yesterday, you will be approving the pavement on the state-maintained system. You'll have a list district by district. You'll also be approving the locality district by district. That was the primary extension discussion yesterday. You'll also be approving the bridges on the state system. The non-state-maintained bridges, we're continuing to work with the localities. There will be an amount of money in the budget for those for the localities by district, not individual localities, but district by district, and then we will work through that priority list of projects and bring that list back to the board for approval.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's on page 43, and if I could get some confirmation.
It has a separate tab.
Resolution.
It's just a new tab.
It's right here, so that's the behind it. That's the most recent version.
take a minute and read it?
Sure can.
What's the difference between this and what was sent to us?
So this actual resolution is just saying that we're considering the factors that are in statute. The other resolution also said that we're going to take into account some other factors from VDOT.
This parrots the statute directly.
In other words, there was some question of whether or not the statute, Rathy said, you consider these and others or just consider these, just so there's no miscommunication. We're just going to do what the statute, the way some people read the statute, and if we can, we can always add other laters if that's something that can be done. It's not a material change of what they're doing.
So this does not need to be amended?
This is the correct resolution.
Okay.
The one you have before you
is the correct resolution.
So
it narrowly follows the legislative prescription.
Yes,
absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
When will we actually receive the list of projects?
You will receive the list no later than June 1st.
Okay.
And what you will receive, essentially, there it comes in four parts. Each district comes in four parts. State roads, the locality maintained roads. State bridges, locality maintained bridges. You will not get a list of locality maintained bridges recommended for funding because we're still working through that list with the locality. The amount of money will be allocated in the budget, but we will come back to the board with the list of locality maintained bridges later on this summer and say we recommend with the monies available that the board approve this list of projects.
Okay.
And again, it's just a matter of timing. We weren't able to get the locality list. Our list, we've been maintaining it for years. The locality maintained list is sort of a new thing for us.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I don't want to be a stickler about this, but what Carol just pulled up has to do with snow removal. I don't think that's on the right.
That would be the wrong.
That's not the.
Yeah,
this is the correct resolution. This is the correct resolution.
Attachment A.
May I make one comment about this?
Yes, ma'am.
This? And certainly I support how the percentage is using the old formula. But it'll be interesting as we go through the process to see by following the formula, are we really addressing the most serious problem?
Okay.
For example, Stanton, we learned, has the most bridges in all of Virginia, but they get 7.9%. So I'm just saying, are the percentages actually going to reflect our most serious problems, or do we have to tweak that?
And I would say Stanton is a great example of, for decades, has had an aggressive bridge rehabilitation and maintenance program. And while they have the largest amount of bridges of any district, they also are one of the best in terms of overall bridge condition. This past month, they're eliminating the last structurally deficient interstate bridge in their entire district. It's only the second district to do that. The funding is not based on the inventory. It's based on the deficient facilities. So a district may have more assets, but they're not deficient. Again, that's what drives us with the goal of this whole program is to reduce the statewide number of all deficient structures on all systems.
And I agree with that.
That's a legislative change. It would require which we will do, and one of my predecessors,
yeah,
5 or 6 years down the road, working with this board, will make a legislative change saying, here's the allocation based on what VDOT is now telling us are deficiencies.
Right.
That's how it works. None of this is static. But I can assure you, I think for the next few years, there is plenty to catch up on in every particular district. The other thing these things are doing are really putting, and I've got a spotlight on VDOT to do what its core mission is. And that, and Mr. Kilpatrick's accepted that. Is that they do good? It's really, now with these funds, focusing on this is what the core mission of VDOT is.
And I agree.
Yeah.
And I think Lynchburg is also in that same boat.
They are. Lynchburg tends to fare well in the condition of their both bridges,
right,
and pavement.
But I just, as far as passing the resolution and looking at reality, just didn't know down the road what it might look like.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have some procedural questions.
All right.
Was this resolution, I'm trying to remember, I normally try to read all this stuff, I didn't quite have time to get it. Was this provided, this uh, Appendix A provided to us prior to this meeting?
It was not. Yeah.
Okay, so we got this last night. What is the time sensitivity of adopting this today?
So that you have, last month you approved, all you're doing is approving the methodology they explained to you last month so that they can get them in the six-year plan.
That's what I'm hearing, but then I'm hearing we changed something.
They didn't change anything.
This procedure, the presentation that the chief engineer made to you last month, this procedure takes that PowerPoint and puts it into a policy guide that people can follow. Okay, this is how it happens, 1, 2, 3, in terms of how do we rank and deliver these projects. This is the same presentation as what you saw a month ago. But again, what I told them to do is we need to adopt it in a policy format, not in a presentation format.
Well, Mr. Chairman, so every word in this policy was in that PowerPoint? I doubt it.
No, no.
This is a framework, and I bet we have not had time to read this, and if it's not time sensitive, I'm not going to vote on it. I have not had time to look at this.
Yeah. Fair. If you don't want to vote on it, then you won't be able to vote in June on the six-year plan.
Why is that?
Because they need to program them in. You can, and you'll just be delaying the vote until June. That's fine with me. I agree with you about...
This is not a small thing. This is setting a policy for an entire stream of funds.
That's correct. It is. I have no issue. I'm not happy with where we are, so delayed in getting it too. But we are where we are. If you want another month, I'm happy to do that.
So, Mr. Secretary, let me offer this. We have the percentages established. We presented the percentages. The percentages have not changed since the presentation last month. They have also not, frankly, changed since we presented them the General Assembly in terms of the overall percentages when the bill was passed. May I suggest that you only approve those percentages, and that we are going to move forward with the assumption that this policy, as we present projects to you. Now, the danger for us is we're going to present a list of projects based on this methodology, and you may say, this is not the methodology that we use. But what I would ask is that the board approve the percentages so that the budget can be finalized.
Well, let me back up a minute here. I'm not sure. The law is prescriptive on what you're supposed
it
to do.
It absolutely is.
I don't know that the CTB, whether they pass this or not, makes any difference.
That's true. Requires the
The CTB or the VDOT present this?
The prioritization process must be adopted by July 1st of 2018.
By whom? The CTB?
The CTB,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Then you have to adopt it then. So.
But Mr. Chairman, I think the law is probably more general. This is getting the specifics, getting into the policy. Why don't we do this? I'm willing to vote on this. Understand that we can come back and offer amendments to this plan at any time next month.
Or next year or whenever.
So I get that, but that is all I can
do. Just a clarifying question. With this prioritizing process that we're being asked to approve, is it similar to HB2 where we can...
No, this is not. This is VDOT. This is not where you go back in and say, we think this is safety-related deterioration. So this is VDOT. The intent of the law was that VDOT do this, subject to your oversight. But it's not like House Bill 2 where you go in and say, well, I think this one's more, deficient than that one, or this they want this one to work. Not at all. This is VDOT's saying this is what their professional asset management says they need to do.
Well, I think given that and the ability to change some of the administrative process in the future, I feel comfortable.
I was going to suggest that we go ahead and vote on this with the understanding that it would be subject to reaffirmation at our next meeting prior to adoption of the six-year plan. So that will give us time to review
that clock
and come back.
Yes.
But also just to make a general observation about making an increased effort for us to get these documents in advance of the meeting so we have a chance to read them and digest them when we vote on them. We know we've got information, because that puts us in an awkward position. So I realize
I
a lot of this
you.
Stuff is last minute, but, you know, we know when the meeting is going to be held, so we just need to move in that direction.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, could we vote today on the percentages, which have this has not changed from anything that we've worked on, because we could still vote on the June meeting for the resolution.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're not going to take any votes today. We're going to present, get this out. You have it at the June meeting. We're going to proceed as if we're putting these projects in. We've given guidance. We're putting them in at the June meeting. We'll put on there with a six-year, adopting a six-year plan before that. We'll have the resolution that is required for that. If you have comments on this resolution, you can get to us, and we will make those suggestions to vote at the meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate that. I feel like I'm being a little bit of a jerk here. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Mr. Williams says I'm used to that. But I'll give you an example. On page 6 of 11, it says bridges, priority ranking system, examine all bridges for eligible. And one of the criteria is importance to users. Well, I don't know any bridge that's not important to a user. Otherwise, they're going to have to walk through the creek. You know, I don't understand what that criteria means. And that's what I'm talking about.
If you look below again, it defines that, at least in general terms, what importance to user means. And
okay.
Those are the factors. Those are the factors that are applied under that category called importance to users.
This is very prescriptive, but that's what we're going to do. So, Mr. Kilpatrick, you will reach out. We'll take a look at that, make any adjustments, and then we will adopt this along with the six-year plan.
Absolutely. And again, I will have that, I'll call it a tentative list of projects. That list of projects I'm going to request that you approve as part of the budget. You will have those no later than June 1st. Again, on three of the four categories, and then it'll just be a line on budget item for the locally maintained bridges. We will bring you a list before we cannot spend any money in that category until you've approved the specific projects in that list also.
Mr. Chairman, if this is drafted as narrow as I think it is, I think they're good to go. We're not going to, even if we change some of these, some of this stuff, we're not going to change this list.
I would suggest that
I don't see any harm. We got July 1st. Come back. Take it then. Mr. Whitworth.
It's a question more than anything else. The list, whatever is on that list, would that or does that affect any revenue sharing applications that where communities are doing both sides, wondering if they're going to get state of good repair money? Or do they have to go another route?
It could.
But have we already approved, say, the revenue sharing, which then they may wish to do other?
It could.
It would not change the scoring of the locally maintained bridges.
But obviously a community would rather do state of good repair than have to put in their revenue sharing.
If a locality, the revenue sharing of a project gets approved, There's a period of time.
The first two tiers of revenue sharing is capital.
Right.
Maintenance is the third tier. So this is probably the third tier. You have not funded third tier projects.
And many times. But it could. It could impact it.
Well, the replacement of a bridge could be not a third tier.
A replacement
could be.
And that's specifically what I'm asking about.
Yeah. So the answer is it could. It could.
No project can be approved till next month anyway, regardless.
That's right. I mean, so they could.
It doesn't matter from that perspective.
Yeah. All right, so that's what we're going to do. We will have Mr. Kilpatrick, you coordinate, and then we'll have the resolution, and we'll adopt that along with the six-year plan. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Siles. Oh, sorry. We got to go back to here. Mr. Caples, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I have five items for your consideration this morning. First being order number I-62. This is actually a rescission of a previous approval at your February 17th CTV meeting. We had a had to revisit this project because of a reinterpretation of FHWA's policy on on-call contracts, and in doing so had to remove quite a bit of work from this proposed contract, and I'm here for you today to rescind that approval.
So let me real quickly go through this. On-call signal contracts are common. What we typically do, we'll set up a contract for a number of years, and as signals are needed, the contract is in place, they go out there and they install the signal. So you have a series of bid items that try to capture what's necessary. What this contract did, it had a number of what's called token items, which might be items that may or may not be needed. Because again, remember, these aren't fixed price contracts. These are unit price contracts. If I use a unit, I pay for it. If I don't use a unit, I don't pay for it. The Federal Highway Administration had issue with the amount of token bid items. So what we've done is we've gone back and significantly pared this contract back based on some historical data. Now, what we may ultimately need to do in order to add a specialized item on a signal, we'll have to add it by work order. I mean, that's how we would do it. Instead of having it as a bid item, we'd have to negotiate it. So again, the Federal Highway was concerned that there were just too many token items. We were requesting rescission, and later on there is a request for award. It happens to be the same contractor, two bidders again. The value of the contract goes down significantly. The value of the actual cost of the work performed probably in the end does not change. This total bid amount likely was not going to be achieved because, again, you're only paying on units that are delivered. So what this really does is eliminates all these token items. And again, I would recommend that we rescind this. I've directed staff to take a closer look at this. I understand where we want to put it as much in an on-call contract as we can. And in this case, we don't believe it distorted the low bid in, the low bidder. But again, in terms there's another way for us to handle this in the future.
I move that we rescind the rejected bid.
Second. Any comments or discussion? All those in favor of rescission, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
The next item is order number I-55. This is the Monitor Merrimack Bridge, Memorial Bridge Tunnel North Approach Waterproofing Project. We found that the low bid represents good value and recommend award.
Mr.
Second.
I'll just make a comment. My car gets dirty every time it goes through there. I'm hoping you get that water seat taken care of. Any other comments or discussions? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
The next project is order number I-62. This is the Southwest Regional signal contract that we just rescinded the bids on. We found that the low bids represent good value, and we recommend award.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion or comments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Next project is order number T-96. This is Fredericksburg District on-call pipe rehab project. We have found that the low bids represent good value, and we recommend award.
Mr. Chairman, I would need to abstain on this.
All right. Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion or comments? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
The last item for your consideration is design build project, the I-95 Express Lane Southern Terminus Extension. We recommend award. We find that the low bid represents good value, and we recommend award.
This is what? This is in
I-95 Express Lanes.
This is, oh, this Southern is Northern Terminus. Virginia. Is there a motion?
Gladly move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any other comments or discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Is there any other? Mr. You have another.
I have one item of new business, and that was the. Let's make sure we get everybody to the right place. This is the request to transfer $30 million of unallocated FY16 dollars. And Ms. Farmer's up here to answer all the hard questions. It's if you go to the bookmark, it's a new business item, page 43. And again, the attachments are some details of the budget itself, but as I mentioned earlier, we are taking $30 million of unallocated FY16 dollars and allocating them in FY16 to ensure that we don't overexpend our authorized budget. And this is in the maintenance program.
Is there a motion? Motion.
Second.
Second. Any comments or discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, real quick.
Yes.
Just as a brief close, it'd be nice now that we've gone to this PDF version on this thing that if on the main agenda letter that we had a page number, something to reference.
Let's reference back.
We've all been scrambling.
Yeah, I've been noticing.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to weigh in on that too. I made a flippant comment that we ought to get our laptops back, and I'm serious. This is very difficult to follow. There are no links in it. You've got tons of pages. They're all PDFs. I don't intend to take this laptop with me. I don't intend to do any beat-out work on this laptop between our meetings. That's just my personal preference. That's
I like them. I just need a page link. That's all. I don't like work on things.
Well, why don't we have Carol, why don't you just sort of do a little bit of cleaning up, also talking with the members. Now, the idea, and quite frankly, we run into some problems because of the Vita interchange with email. The idea was to download the stuff more quickly. However, if we don't get it done quickly, it doesn't matter how done it does. And so I'll take responsibility. I'll make sure the agencies are more in advance of these meetings on that. Quite frankly, some of that, and I might make excuses, but some of it is, it's just been because we're changing so much in there. I mean, so. But nonetheless, I understand, shouldn't expect you to make action. That's why we'll wait till next month on doing that in that regard. So,
are we taking these?
No. Not yet. The intention was so that we could download to you as things come during the month and you'd have it to look at. But that has not been resolved. The firewall with Vita, whatever it is, hasn't been resolved.
We're from a reliability perspective, and especially when we travel, these devices are much more better suited for that. They're also better suited for sending you documents once we get them right. I will tell you today, we don't have it quite there. As the Secretary mentioned, we're having some interface issues. The folks at Vita, the director over there is working with us to get this in shape where it can also be receive your CTV email, which is another aspect we felt was important for you to be able, Carol, to be able to transmit your emails to you. But it isn't optimized yet, for sure.
Mr. Secretary, can I make a comment on that?
Yes.
We all have CTV email addresses now that we have no access to.
I know.
And I'm starting to ask people why I didn't respond to their email because I'm using my CTV address. So we need to resolve that pretty quickly.
Yeah, but that was the whole idea that to get to.
It's been over a month now with no access to the email account.
So where is that at? I mean, who can get that resolved?
I'll contact the Vita director again today and say it's got to be fixed.
It's going to happen.
With regard to Mr. Fralin's comment, though, to go back the way we were is not helpful to those that are on Apple, because that did not work with Apple.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I'll have the staff. She'll just do. Yeah, she'll just do and see where we are, what we can do, because I'm hopeful that the theory, if this all worked the way we thought, would be very beneficial to you. But we
do this.
We haven't got
mixed up with my other stuff on my work computer.
I'll pass this on. Maybe Charlie can give it to Vita. This is a secured iPad from the Federal Home Loan Bank. It has a system called Diligent, which has all of the resolutions and payments. It also has a secured email site called Good, G-O-O-D. So Diligent and Good, I know, work if you can pass that on.
Absolutely.
Believe me, if we could use third-party vendors, this would have been resolved.
No, it's all Vita.
The secure system you're using on this is called AirWatch. It's similar to Good. Okay. And AirWatch is a system. This really, that's not what's causing the problem. It's an interface back through Vita and Northrop Grumman that they're working on.
Yeah, so. Any other things to come before the board? Next month we will be in Richmond.
Yeah.
And it will be a two-day meeting.
Two-day
meeting and that. And we'll go through this resolution on the Tuesday before, so we'll vote on it. Yes, Mr. Stein.
Yeah,
Mr. Wright.
For the record, which 2 days? <Yeah. laughs>
The meeting is scheduled, the workshop session is scheduled for Monday, June 13th. It will be at 2 o'clock.
Okay, good.
And then we will follow up the next day at 8:30 with our action meeting, which is June 14th. They're both in the Richmond District Office.
So hopefully you'll be out there a decent time on Wednesday.
Just FYI, there's another WMATA summit the morning of the first day. So I'll be there until about 11:30, and I'll get here by 2:00.
Well, I'm glad you're going to be there. I think then you could be the representative for the Commonwealth at that meeting, because I have a conflict, and I think that would work out great.
Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, on that stuff. So it's another think tank meeting. There's the think tank where the business community. It's great meetings.
Yeah.
In that, so.
Okay.
All right. By the way, before you, there is lunch available for those who want to have that before they hit the road. So, thank you very much. We're adjourned.